Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, hey, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to welcome everybody to the show. If you don't know about Rockers in Recovery, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com. Click on the About page. All the information's right there. You can also, at rockersinrecovery.com, find out all the current information and some great musical artists and also some great blogs in regards to help and treatment. Also, you'll find out about events and upcoming events. We just had one that got canceled. If you're not aware of it, we are not doing the Hard Rock this coming Saturday. And, of course, it is everywhere. We posted it everywhere that it was canceled and sent out a huge email blast. Unfortunately, we could not get the complete sponsorship to complete the event. So we look forward to maybe doing it sometime in the future. But at this time, not going to happen for lack of sponsorship. So in the meantime, we get to do what we've been doing for 10 years. And that is do radio interviews and live streaming productions and all the rest of the stuff that we've been doing over the last 10 years. And tonight we're going to have a great guest on, gentleman Mark Schwarber, and he is out of Swift River, which is up in the Berkshires, kind of a cool place if you get a chance to check this out tonight. We're going to go through a lot of information and talk to Mark about it, and we're going to find out what he's all about as far as music is concerned, because you know something, he is a great, from what I understand, the stuff I've read up, great singer-songwriter. Mark, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. Thanks for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I hope I didn't butcher your last name.
It's Schwarber. Yeah, I probably should have mentioned something like that. Yeah, I think that's it's commonly torn apart, but no, and it's not something I'm unfamiliar with, but appreciate you asking.
Well, listen, you know something that's funny, because over the last 10 years and 2,000 plus episodes, I've been known to butcher some names, so I just wanted to make sure I said it right. So in the meantime, came on the show, and I'm really glad that I was able to meet Eric and John and Brett and those guys up in Nashville when we did a ride up there a couple of weeks ago. And, it's been turning me on to a lot of cool people like yourself, and I'm really glad that we're able to talk. Can you give me a little bit of background on your music and where you started in your music career?
Sure. I've been doing it for over 30 years now. I started playing guitar when I was a young man because of Van Halen, which I don't think is a normal story for a lot of people my age. And from there, it was just kind of the one thing in life that I knew I understood, and that I knew I was... that came somewhat naturally to me. So it opened up doors for me that I think might have remained closed if I hadn't, followed in the field. And I was kind of raised in the hardcore and punk rock world for quite some time in the the mid to late 80s. And was involved with indie rock bands and studied jazz for a while. And as time went along, I was able to tour around the country and various different bands and release, numerous albums, and including five of my own now under my own name. And also during that time, do a lot of, studio work with some amazing artists and perform on the road with some amazing people. And then took a job with a singer-songwriter named Lloyd Cole, who had a huge career in the early 80s in England, still does. In certain factors, and was able to tour the entire world, 19 countries, numerous cities throughout those over a number of years. So to say that I was able to live a dream would be that statement, I think, gets used far too often for things, but this was most certainly that. So I've been blessed.
So it sounds like you went through the whole process of the 80s, early 80s, late 80s of the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it didn't work out for you.
Yeah. It was, my story of my recovery is fairly interesting, because I had 7 years of sobriety while I was actually touring. quite a bit, or playing a lot of shows, I should say, especially in venues where there was alcohol and drugs everywhere. And I did all of that without any kind of real focus on any kind of program at all. I feared myself into quitting drinking because I'd gotten really out of hand when I was 29. And I put it down and did a very dangerous thing by detoxing myself in my house, not knowing, you know, that there was any kind of serious health ramifications for that. And quickly found out that there were. But managed to stay sober through, you know, white knuckling it for 7 years after that. And then I was back out for four before my most recent, almost 5 years with sobriety. And it's definitely not the standard story of, you know, get on the road, things burn out, and then you're fine. It was an up and down roller coaster for me for quite some time.
Well, that's not a unique thing. I mean, listen, here's one of the things that I've seen over the years, and even myself included. I was just reading this thing online somebody had put out in regards to, you know, relapse is an option. Relapse occurs with people that don't try. I mean, this guy just went on and on and on in regards to this, and it has nothing to do with trauma. It has nothing to do with this. It has nothing to do with that. And I think what, you know, for myself, I went through a process of, dealing with my own will at times, but at the same time, there were a lot of underlying issues, core issues that I hadn't dealt with. And until I dealt with them, I couldn't really do what I needed to do, you know what I mean, to have a life.
Bro.
So,
absolutely, man. That's my story as well, for sure.
So that being said, you know, when you started to deal with the process of getting clean, how did that work for you? What did you do? I mean, did you finally just say, it sounds like you just said, you know, you were done and it's over with, and you were ready to give it a shot again. What did you do?
You mean the time that I, the final time, which I hope is the final time,
this current one? Exactly.
Yeah, this current one was... Because going back, I was out for 4 years. I was drinking again heavily for 4 years. Towards the end of that was when my last job with music actually came to an end. So I kind of came home from touring all over the world and was in this house that I couldn't afford with a wife who didn't really want me around. And I was jobless. And I had some savings, and you know, but I had the white picket fence and the dog and a whole community of people in this one area, and I just had sabotaged my way so deeply and so darkly at that point. I'd lost the marriage, lost the house, lost the dog, lost the cars, lost everything. And it ended up being this kind of stat where, I mean, my story is very extreme. I drank myself to death. My heart did stop for, you know, a brief period while I was in the ICU. And I think when I had scared myself so much that I realized I'm just going to now just listen to whoever wants to tell me anything, as long as they have some kind of, you know, ear to the ground with this disease as it works, and stop thinking that I can outsmart it or intellectualize it. Unfortunately, every rock bottom has its trap door, as they say, and I was back out even after that. But I'm blessed to say that, you know, like I said, it was that moment, I think, where this last time around, where I finally realized I needed more than just myself.
It's a beautiful, beautiful ending to a beginning because, you know, a lot of us don't end that way, unfortunately, and it's getting worse now with the epidemic that's going on out there with the opioid epidemic. Yeah, it is brutal. One of the things that I wanted to really focus on here during the show is the fact that you've worked a program, you're in where you're in as far as your life is concerned. I know it's gotten better because you can see just by the history. You now are with Swift River. Tell us a little bit about Swift River.
Well, you know, I'd been working in the field for only a couple of years through state facilities, which I loved, and I loved all the people there very dearly and became very close with them. And so when the offer came to go up there, it was kind of like, you know, well, I'll entertain this, but this, you know, nothing more is really going to happen than that. And from the moment I got up there, I just really couldn't believe what I was seeing. It's this kind of, you know, almost like postcard bucolic setting, you know, these beautiful white building facilities on this rolling green hills in the middle of all this acreage, you know. And the approach right out of the gate, although the people that I met was much more kind of intrinsically what I was geared towards in general, which was more of a holistic using art and music therapies and different sorts of, modern elements like that and trying to help heal people rather than just maybe standardized, you know, here's a group and here's a one-way ticket to a self-help group on top of that. And so I was really impressed by every single thing that it had to offer up there. And I continue to feel impressed in that way on a daily basis. I really feel heard up there. And I really feel there's some of the most talented people in the state are working there and working their butts off to make sure people can get out of that hole that, you know, I've once lived in that it sounds like you have, that, that so many people that we love and respect have. So it's a special place.
You also, from my understanding, you have gone there and you've helped create their music program.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've, I guess maybe, yeah, I should give myself some credit. Sometimes I don't give myself enough credit. I guess I helped to maybe foster something into something that it wasn't when I, what it is now, it wasn't when I got there, but it was already started by a wonderful counselor there named Ben and Matt Love, who's the CEO, and Will, who are the program director. These people are like super supportive. Will being a musician himself and like understanding how powerful the medium is to help people heal and the therapeutic depth it has and kind of just giving me the reins and knowing my history and then doing some research on their own and just us talking and watching me work. They've been so supportive. They're just kind of like, what do you want to, it's almost ridiculous how wonderful it is. You know, they'll come to me and say, what do you want to do? And I'll say, well, I have this idea. What do you guys think of this? And they'll kick it around the room for a little while. And it's almost like it comes to fruition within a matter of days. So it's, and we have quite a program going up there now. It's an afternoon, guitar lesson session for an hour and a half. And then we have an open forum kind of music performance class. Great. It's like,
wow,
you know, half the programming of the day, if you're interested, because it's an elective, if you're interested, is, you know, you're able to come and kind of just be a part of something like that. It's pretty amazing.
Very cool. Very cool. That being said, musically, I'm sure that you writing and creating your own music has helped you to heal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, I say this fairly frequently, or at least when asked about recovery and the role that music's played. I lie like crazy when I'm using, you know, and I think that's not abnormal for probably a massive percentage of the portion of people who are addicts. I mean, I would lie to lie. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was lying about things I didn't even need to lie about, so much so that I couldn't remember.
Exactly.
And this is such a story for everybody. And I couldn't remember what was what. And I'm really proud of looking back kind of reflectively at all of my years in music and all of my songwriting. The one area where I was staying truthful at all times was in my lyrics. And they were really brutally honest and painful. And there's some of them are very dark. But I always kind of lived by that virtue of having suffered from anxiety and depression my whole life and addiction. I really lived by that virtue of trying to purge the darkness and live in the light, you know. And I really felt like it was an absolute number one tool that I used to help me get this darkness out of me. And for some reason, people are drawn to that. And the reason is because people also suffer in their own darknesses in their own ways, and they can interpret, you know, something like a song and make it their own, or at least feel like they've shared an experience with the writer. And that for me has been, it's like, that was my first sense of community, you know, how important the role of community is in recovery. I personally feel it's like the number one thing, even if your community is two people, you know, it's such an important thing. And for me, that was like my first foray into that before I really understood anything about traditional mediums. So,
good stuff. Great information. If you're checking out the show tonight, you can also get to know Mark better by calling 888-910-1164. Again, that is 888-910-1164. Check out also swiftriver.com. A lot of great information there. Mark, I definitely want to have you back on the air. And, you know, have you back on for another 15 minutes. We'll talk about some issues and go from there with some more good stuff.
That sounds awesome, man. Thank you so much, John.
Listen, in closing, thank you again to all of you guys at Addiction Campuses and, of course, all of the friends up there in Nashville. And, Mark, we definitely will have you on again.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I have some songs that I've written directly from the perspective of someone who's recovering, and so I think it would be wonderful to go in depth about that.
So, Rockers in Recovery, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com. Next show coming up tomorrow night. Look forward to everybody tuning in. Again, I want to thank Mark for being on, and check out White Flood.
Thank you.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.